Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, December 20th. I'm Mark Daniels. Packers, Steelers, big NFL weekend, next to last weekend of the regular season. And the big question remains the availability of Aaron Rodgers. Head coach Mike McCarthy was feeling optimistic after practice Thursday.
He looks sharp. You know, he definitely looks, you know, he looks better this week. He looks like he's ready to play.
But it's not up to the coach or to the quarterback.
Thursday practice didn't take a lot of reps with the, you know, with the teams, but I felt pretty good out there. It's feeling good. It's obviously a medical decision and organizational decision at this point.
That medical decision will be made on Friday. The decision already made for defensive tackle Johnny Jolly. He's out with a neck injury suffered against the Cowboys last Sunday. It may be season-ending, and if that's the case, teammate B.J. Raji says that'd be too bad.
Yeah, man, Johnny, he showed his true character, man. You know, he's obviously at the bottom of his professional career and his life, and you know, what he's able to do is admirable, and it's unfortunate what happened to him, but he's a strong guy. I'm more than certain he'll bounce back.
Packers have bounced back 7-6-1, still have a shot for the NFC North title. The Pittsburgh Steelers barely breathing at 6-8. They would need a ton of help, but quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is still looking forward to the challenge of the tundra.
I'm excited. Obviously, all the rich history, the tradition. From what I saw from the forecast, I'll get the full effects of it. So just excited to go up and, to be a part of something that has been around, and the people that have played there, it will really be neat.
College football bowl season gets underway on Saturday. 4 bowl games on the schedule: the New Mexico Bowl, Las Vegas Bowl, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise, and the New Orleans Bowl. There's also the Amos Alonzo Stagg Bowl, but that's a big one. That's for the NCAA Division III National Championship. And once again, two old rivals will be hooking up in the title game: UW-Whitewater and Mount Union in a battle of unbeatens. The Green Bay Blizzard of the Indoor Football League have signed former UW Oshkosh quarterback Nate Wara, who led the Titans to the WEAC championship his senior season. And now to the NBA. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Chicago Bulls 107-95. 8th win in a row for the Thunder. Kevin Durant going off for 32 points in the victory.
Defense was good. I mean, they got a lot of free throws. You know, we got to play without fouling. But I think our defense was good the whole game. You know, they slowed us down a little bit with the free throws, and you know, but I think we just played through it in the second half. We was able to come out and speed them up a little bit and get some turnovers and get some easy points.
The Bulls have dropped 4 in a row, and the San Antonio Spurs, playing without Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and Manu Ginobili, beat the Golden State Warriors 104-102 as Marco Bellinelli stepped up for 28 points.
Like always, I mean, I just tried to be aggressive and try to win the game. I mean, like, tonight we play without Manu, without Timmy, without TP. But in the same time, I think, you know, like, every guy step up. Every guy was aggressive on offense and defense, and I think that's why we won the game.
Milwaukee Bucks will be in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers, with a big story from Thursday in the NBA: Kobe Bryant of the LA Lakers has a fracture in his left knee. It will not require surgery, but he will be out of action. This after playing only 6 games this season, coming back from an Achilles tendon rupture. Head coach Mike D'Antoni and the Lakers will have to do without Kobe for a month and a half.
That's too bad. I mean, you hate it for Kobe. He's worked so hard getting back, but he'll be back. He'll be back in 6 weeks, and he'll you know, just got to weather the storm until he gets back.
On the ice, the Buffalo Sabres beat the Boston Bruins 4-2. Toronto, a 2-1 shootout win over Phoenix. Philadelphia Flyers scored 5 goals in the third period to rally past Columbus 5-4. Pittsburgh gets by Minnesota 5-2. Florida Panthers over the Ottawa Senators 4-2. The Detroit Red Wings snapped the skid by beating Calgary 3-2 in overtime. Tampa Bay Lightning, a 4-2 win over Nashville. Alex Steen scoring twice for the St. Louis Blues and a 5-1 win over Montreal. Dallas over Vancouver 4-1. Colorado skates by Edmonton 4-2. The LA Kings, a 4-1 winner over the San Jose Sharks. In college basketball, top-ranked Arizona beat Southern 69-43. In New York City, it was 8th-ranked Duke over UCLA 80-63. Freshman Jabari Parker with 23 points, 10 rebounds. Head coach Mike Krzyzewski says Parker's career off to a pretty good start.
Well, he's played 11 games, and he's played them very well. You know, the main area that he needs to learn is defense. He can be a very special player. He is an outstanding player, but he can become better.
Marquette Golden Eagles in Las Vegas for the weekend. They'll be playing New Mexico in the Holiday Hoops Classic in Vegas. Green Bay Phoenix returned to the floor on Saturday afternoon, hosting Fairfield at 1 at the Rush Center. And finally, the NCAA Women's Volleyball Final Four underway in Seattle, and the 12th-seeded Wisconsin Badgers pull off a stunner, taking down top-seeded and defending national champion Texas 3-1. The Badgers took the opener 25-19. The second set 25-18. Texas staved off a match point with a 28-26 win in game three. But in the fourth set, it was the Badgers holding on 25-23 to advance to the championship for the second time in school history. Freshman Lauren Carlini, 50 assists and 12 digs as Wisconsin pulls off the shocker. They'll get number 2 seed Penn State in an all Big Ten championship game. Penn State swept Washington 3-0. Wisconsin and Penn State met twice in the regular season, with the Nittany Lions sweeping both regular season meetings. But the Badgers are playing for the NCAA title. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.